Come on, Muppet. You're being a mom in your own house.
Right. Hello, Mildred. Here's your mom, right in your own house for a chat. It was swell to get a message from you, almost like you were here. George, Louise, and Dan surprised me. I wasn't looking for them before Saturday. They ate breakfast with us, and then we all sat down before we finished the breakfast dishes and listened to the recorder. Then we got dinner while George went to Myrtle's, and Elizabeth and the kids came, and we finished the evening listening and talking to hear our own voices. My voice is just like those darkies down in Georgia. I like to hear it as well as I like to see my picture. They are so much alike. I wonder how Joe had liked that long drove for almost 40 years. Wanda and Susan, your singing was good. You have such pretty voices. You were telling about your cat and dog. Dollar likes for Terry, Joey, and Jeannie to come. He meets them and has to kiss their hand and for them to shake his paw. We just have 8 cats. I have most of them named. Ricky, I heard you crying, but that's all right. Sometimes I cry. When you come this summer, you can see all of Grandpa's little calves. Jack, your records of Tennessee Ernie were great for getting Joe's calves to come. They were playing on the porch, and one of the calves is close to the house. She came running and got as close as she could and bawled. And over the hill were 14. They all came running. It was fun to see them. Louise said it made her sad. Reed, it was good to hear you talking. You and Richard's voice are so much alike. I'm like you. It's hard to think talking to the wall. I have to listen for an answer. Reed, I don't work like I used to in the garden. Joe gets up him some things and gets them ready to cook. We don't do very much, just sit around. Joe asleep in his easy chair or listen to TV. Sometimes he puts on his coffee to boil, then forgets it, and till he has burned up 2 pots and started on the 3rd one if I hadn't went in the kitchen and saved it.
Oh, I sleep there.
Debbie, you still call us Grandpa and Grandpa. That's okay. Louise said you had growed a lot. Kathy, why didn't you and Debbie sing a song? Guess you are glad school is out. Did you have a good report card? Do you think I talk like Grandma? Mildred, I keep listening for you to say something. I have backbones cooked. Can you smell them? Today is Sunday, and we went to the decoration at Mount Zion. So I'll let somebody else say something now.
Why did you have to move me out of my easy chair over here? Hello there, Mildred, and folks, all of you. You just got me up, and I'm like Reed was. I don't know what said on their wall. And anyway, I think Willard's done said all this, say. A little bit tired right now. We were out Mount Zion today, decoration. Was up to the horseshoe, stayed up there about 3 hours. Enjoyed that, it was good. Missed it last year. We can't go back another year if I'm still alive. Hope we'll be. Well, I guess that's about all there is. I was just thinking, Jack mentioned something other about take the place of riding. I've not been riding none. Just get me in on something new. Because Willard does all riding. I think I'm going to ring off now, and I don't know, might give me some other time. Bye all.
Well, Mildred, this is Elizabeth. I'd give anything to have went with Louise up north, but Mom and Dad was too lazy to keep my kids for me. So I stayed here and worked on my house a little bit. And today I brought all the things up for a barbecue supper for Mom and Dad. Me and Louise, I think Louise did most of the work, and we fixed it all up, and they'd come back from the decoration and found out that we nearly had supper cooked for them. And well, we're working on our house, and we will be all summer. I don't guess I'll ever get Harold up there to see you, and he says he's not going. And if the way your three kids sound and the way my three kids are, they just don't go good together. So I guess we'd drive us crazy. And I guess that's about all. I'll be looking to see you then this summer. George is telling me to keep talking, so I don't know much else to say. Louise, I don't know if she's going to talk any or not.
Seen a woman run down yet?
Harold says he never seen a woman run down yet, but I'm run down now. Jeannie's a little tomcat or something. She just gets into more things than I can keep her out of. And her grandpa, they're awful together. She's the only one in the family that drinks coffee, and he learned her to do it. And every time he has a cup of coffee, Jeannie has to have a cup of coffee. And she takes his glasses and caps and everything to him. I guess Louise told you what all she gets into. Well, Mildred, that's all for now. George is still saying talk, but I'll see you then sometime this summer.
Mildred, it's hard to get them to talk. It's like it was up there. You spent 4 hours trying to get a tape made. So I'm going to try to get Dan on. Dan's shaking his head.
Harold?
I'm going to take all that Sunday school.
Terry? Here's Terry. He's going to tell you about his Sunday school.
I'll hold it.
At Sunday school itself, I had a Cracker Jack. My boy had Tootsie Roll and chewing gum and candy corn. And we all ate it all up. And then me and my brother, we bought the fox Tootsie Roll. And we ate the Cracker Jack all up. And then we ate everything all up. Then it's born. Then after we came up here, they were so way gone. Then we came to Little Reese's, and the car was gone, and we saw George and Louise.
Well, now George has something to say.
Come here, Joy.
Where's Joy?
Come on, Joy, hurry.
Tell
them
about something, Joey.
Where the tape runs out.
I want to tell you about the snake I saw.
Here's old Big Mouth George going to tell you about our trip home. We came down the freeway at a nice rate of speed, and Dan seemed to enjoy driving at about 60 to 80 miles an hour. We didn't have any trouble whatsoever. Stopped once on the freeway to check the car. Came on through Columbus. He did a nice job there. And he drove for about 8 hours without stopping. And then we changed drivers. I drove a little bit in Kentucky, across the river. And in Knoxville, we got lost and drove for about an hour in Knoxville trying to get out. Had supper at about 10 o'clock at Marysville, and I drove from there on in home, got in home at 12:45. and there wasn't any problems getting anybody to go to bed. We just ran through the door and straight into the bed. We sure enjoyed our stay with you, and hope sometime we can come back up and stay a full week or maybe 2 weeks. Louise, being so homesick, I don't believe she was staying for thinking about wanting to come home again. Now Louise is over here. Let her say something.
Mildred, I'm just like you was. I don't know what to say. Did Ricky miss us? Ricky, we missed you. And Wanda and Susie, we missed you too. And I'm sorry that Dan didn't thank you for sleeping in his bed, Wanda. I'm sure he enjoyed it. And, well, I don't know what...